Well, we are going to head into our inbox, and we have Counselor Deanna with us. Hey, Deanna.
Hi.
Very pleased to have you with us. This is a question that's probably no surprise to many, especially the women in our listening audience. Our listener says, I know my body is the temple of God, but I still have problems binge eating. I pray that God will help me with this food disorder, but I'm still stuck in sin. What can I do?
Well, first, I just want to validate this is a problem that a lot of women struggle with. And it's very difficult addiction because if you know, if you're addicted to other things like drugs, then you just don't do it and then you're better. But it's hard with food because you have to figure out where is it that I'm supposed to be? What is it I'm supposed to be eating? And how can I do that and glorify God? In 1 Corinthians 10:31, it talks about whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God. And I think it's really important as you are eating and just any other things that you're doing with your body, that you're doing it for the glory of God. And I think really paying attention to when you are hungry and when you are not. I do have some resources to recommend as well. On the Focus on the Family broadcast, there was a broadcast called Radical Motivation for Losing Weight. And this is by Dr. Nick, and he wrote a book as well as did the broadcast online. And that's a good thing to work through. There's also a website that's called findingbalance.com, and it's a Christian website that talks about where do you find the balance between, you know, having your body as a temple and eating, and how, you know, even how you look at yourself and your self-esteem and your body image and those kind of things. And it can really help to, you know, sort of have someone else to talk to and, you know, just lean on them through this process. I think a lot of people have sort of been raised this way, or they've done it so long that it's a natural thing to them. And you sort of don't even know when you're hungry anymore. You just eat because it's there, because everyone else is doing it, because you feel like you're supposed to, because it's that time of day. So I think you sort of have to step back and figure out when you're hungry and when you're not hungry. And some of the things to help with that, a lot of times when you eat, you'll go, and that means that you're full. So that's sort of your body giving you a sign that you need to stop. So I think, you know, one way to realize that you are getting better, I've noticed that before when I used to go to eat, all my focus would be on my food and what I was eating. And then when that no longer was an issue for me, my focus was on the conversation and not, I didn't think about the food at all. So I think just really, you know, giving that to God. There's one more resource I just thought of. There's a book called Made to Crave. And it talks about how God has created us to crave Him. And how a lot of times, you know, we spend so much of our time and focus craving food. And other things, you know, even relationships and, you know, just kind of helping you to put that center back on God and to just be craving Him and focusing on Him and, you know, just putting all the glory to Him instead of focusing on your food.
Yeah, that's good. You know, and it's interesting, I know you mentioned, you know, focusing on conversation rather than food. And for those of us that are single, sometimes that's hard because we're running and eating something before heading off to Bible study, or we are sitting in front of the TV, which is, you know, everyone says is a bad idea. So I think, too, putting some thought into what are my triggers towards overeating? Am I doing it mindlessly? Am I doing it because I'm exhausted from the day, or I'm bored out of my mind, or or I'm grieving some kind of, you know, a relationship issue or whatever. I think putting some good thought to that is helpful as well, and just owning it. You know, and saying, yeah, this probably isn't eating out of need to eat and stuff. And so I think that, you know, you mentioning that kind of awareness was really helpful as well. So, but great resource recommendations. Thanks so much, Deanna.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Okay, folks, well, that is it. Do check out some of these resources because they are good. We're glad when we can be aware of them. Of course, we hear about great new resources here at Focus on the Family all the time. So, and do share them with people that could be benefited from them as well. So we will see you around next week. That's it for this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.